Welcome to the first segment of KGMI's Pet Pulse, brought to you by Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. Did you know that one in four pets suffer from obesity? Pet obesity can shorten your pet's lifespan by up to 2 years. Contact Whatcom Veterinary Hospital for a wellness exam today. And joining us direct from the source from Whatcom Veterinary Hospital, the practice manager, Kate Woods, joins us on the air this morning. Kate, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Pet Pulse right here on KGMI.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. We're so excited.
Absolutely. So you wanted to start things off by letting folks know what exactly it is you folks do at Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. First off, I think it's important to note, where are you guys located?
We are in Ferndale, right off of I-5 on Barrett Road. We are open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., but we do have extended pharmacy hours on Tuesdays and Fridays. And we are closed on weekends.
Got it. Okay. So you're a Monday through Friday operation. You wanted to also point out you've got some new staff members on deck that are willing to make sure your pet gets the care and attention that they need, right?
We do. Well, our doctors have all been here for a while, but we do have a newly delegated medical director, Jennifer Johnson. And we're just kind of ready to introduce ourselves back to the community. We've been here for 30 plus years, but we just want to welcome anybody who's willing to come by.
And you did mention off the air, you are taking some new clients right now. Is that a very broad sort of new client thing? You'll take anything that's not a human, or are there some limitations to that?
No. We treat domestic cats and dogs right now. We do not treat exotics. There are a couple of other clinics in the area that can help with that, though.
Okay, awesome. And if folks do need a reference, you are able to point them in the right direction. Wherever it is they need to go, you can point them in the right direction generally, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we're primarily focused on our four-legged furry friends, the cats and the dogs. Now, Kate, I myself am a cat owner. I'm relatively new to all this. My four-year-old cat, Stuffed Crust, is making her way around the place. She's kind of putting herself as sort of an alpha in the house. And one of the biggest issues I've had with her is trying to tamp down on her behavior. She tries to think she wears the pants of the household at trying to steal my food, biting me to wake me up in the morning. I'm not a fan of any of that, but I can't figure out a good behavioral tactic that'll get her to stop doing all this. Any advice from you on how I can mediate my own situation at home?
Oh, sure. There's plenty of things you could do. First step, I would say, is probably make an appointment with one of our very qualified doctors. They'd be happy to do any medical diagnostics if there's a reason behind that, or they can just give you some pure behavioral advice.
So what are some positive tactics to stop maybe some unruly cat behavior, like with my own fur baby? What are some things that you should do?
Definitely. First and foremost, you're going to want to make sure they're getting the appropriate amount of attention and enrichment. I know a cat, once they get comfortable in your home, believes that they need to be under your feet and on your lap 24/7, but expending their energy appropriately, playing with them, making sure that they have a hearty meal in their belly, all good ways to make sure your cat is satisfied.
Is it worth it for cats? I'm not sure if they're the kind of animal that are accustomed to a schedule, but is there any benefits to maybe having like a scheduled playtime that you should have with your cat, or scheduled any sort of other activity that you as the human can control over them?
Oh, absolutely. Consistency and routine is great for any pet's lives. It helps them feel like they can rely on you.
Okay, very cool. And I imagine for dogs, I feel like that's a little bit more obvious when it comes to dogs. You know, they always know when that food bowl's about to get filled up, or when it's time to go out for a walk. I feel like they're a little bit more in tune to that. Is that true, or is that just a myth?
Oh, absolutely. I think they know before we do most of the time. They've got an internal clock.
They're right there and on it. And now, the easier thing with dogs, though, I feel like they're easier to train up. But that's not to say that you can't train a cat to get rid of a certain behavior. As you just mentioned, some tactics that that could be used if your cat's acting a little bit feisty.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also some really good tools to keep their behavior in check as well, such as making sure that the pheromones in the house are right. It makes all the difference. So
is that an effective thing for both species, for both cats and dogs, to kind of keep them in check? Or does that just work for our canine friends?
Oh, it works for canines and felines. Absolutely.
Fabulous. All right. Now, the one dreaded thing that I think pet owners have to contend with a lot, especially if, oh, maybe they're out of the house a little bit more often than they'd like, is that one dreaded both cat and dog behavior. cleaning up a biohazard inside your home, as I put it. The cat gets some urine or some feces on the carpet, or maybe some vomit somewhere in your house that you're not a fan of. Or maybe if they're doing it on purpose behaviorally, what's the best way to deal with that?
Behavior with urinating in the house is just making sure that, you know, with cats, it's good to make sure that they have a clean litter box at all times. Make sure if you have a multiple pet home, you have multiple litter boxes. Sometimes cats can be so particular as to not liking the litter that you're using. Dogs, it's really just consistency, making sure they get outside on a regular basis, not ignoring them when they're begging or asking to be let outside, because that is a huge indicator that, hey, I've got to go out. But if you're not listening and you're not willing to put forth the effort, then maybe they're going to have an accident once in a while.
And if you're trying to get your own personalized take on what you could do for your pet's specific issues, Whatcom Veterinary Hospital, again, is here to help. Kate, where can people reach you or the hospital if they want to schedule an appointment?
Of course, you can reach us at 360-384-0212. Call us. You can also book an appointment online directly through our website, WhatcomVetHospital.com, or you can drop by our hospital, book in person, 5610 Barrett Road in Ferndale.
There it is. Kate Woods is a practice manager at the Whatcom Veterinary Hospital with this week's KGMI Pet Pulse. Kate, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll chat again about some other fun pet topic next week.
Thank you for having me.